correctly is whether or not we got the Soydus of Hanukkah. It was stated in the Chassam Sofer that Moshe Rabbeinu got the Soydus of Torah during Hanukkah. So if we did Hanukkah right, we have to get a little bit of the Soydus of Hanukkah. It has to remain with us. So Beis Hashem, hopefully, we're going to try to tifsach in the Inyan over here to understand. I don't have the whole Inyan perfectly myself, but Sat Dishmai, we're going to try to do our best to understand. What's going on over here in the sugya? Today we're going to hopefully finish the sugya. We'll decide tonight whether or not we're going to do a small chazar on the sugya, or we're going to just we'll continue on to the to where the correction the sugya makes. The Gemara over here is in a mistake. The Gemara is trying to understand what is maveh. The Gemara has a machlokes Rav and Shmuel what maveh is. Rav Amar maveh is Adam, Shmuel maveh is Hashem. The Gemara is trying to understand that according to Shmuel that maveh is Hashem. So Shmuel learns as follows. The Gemara thinks Lo roya karen she'ein anol azeka koreh Hashem she'yesh anol azeka, and something that's ein anol azeka has more of a reason to be chayiv. So that's ain kavanas has more of a reason to be chayiv. In fact, the Gemara lav kav lechaymeru. What do you mean? If anything, I would have said pum farkert. Mashen shein kavanas lazik chayiv. Karen shekavanas lazik lo kol shchein. Says the Gemara, itzrich. Salakat daiter. I mean, to have eved v'ama. Eved v'ama lav avak av the kavanas lazik. I feel like pturin. Alchanaim lo yishna. Ravashi ato eved v'ama lav time a rabbi yispu. Ravashi says, "Don't Rabbi, doesn't that have a? It's a good reason." Shemek ten Rabbi Elch v'yagdish shachaver nimtzu zemchayv es Rabbi Meir mana bechol yoim. That's what up to. So the Gemara is like working out the kinks, and this can't be pshat. Rashi says, "Where is the Gemara coming from when it mentions Eved va'ama that it's kavanas lahazik and their potter?" Rashi says in the Mishnah Pei Zayin Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says, Eved v'isha p'giyasan ra. Places doesn't like that. Places says, if we were talking about Eved Isha, it should say Eved v'isha, not Eved v'ama. And also says the Tosfos HaRosh, that over there we're talking whether or not he's chayiv, not whether or not the Adon is chayiv, whether the Eved is chayiv, whether the Isha is chayiv. It's just shteikim ha'mefurish. But that's the way Rashi learns. We explain according to Rashi that we can see from that Mishnah that the Eved is not chayiv, therefore the Adon won't be chayiv. Because what's the whole din of the Adon being chayiv over here? He has to take the Eved's chiv. So if the Eved's potter, the other's going to be potter. Yeah. But the Gemara didn't know yet that the reason you're potter is because of Shemayach Nitenu. That's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara says, so, yeah, but the reason you're potter over there is because of Shemayach Nitenu. So why did the Gemara know the Mishnah over there in Yodayim? Says the Pnei Yeshua, they didn't know Chanami. The Gemara Taka didn't know the Mishnah Yodayim. The Havamin of the Gemara, he missed out on the Mishnah. He didn't know the Mishnah. He knew the Mishnah in Pesayim. That's the Mishnah in Baba Kama. He didn't know the Mishnah in Yodayim. So to me, it doesn't bother me so much. Why? Because Rashi said this Havamina anyway was a flat Havamina. This Havamina, there's nothing to this Havamina. Right? Malkorcha Chochi Mefarish. So all we're trying to do is we're digging ourselves deeper into this shvacha havamina. Whoever's asking this kasha, it doesn't make any sense. And then he's oblivious of a mishnah in Yadayim. Okay, this is all anyway very lame havaminas. First havamina, lame misfara. Second havamina, hello, there's a mishnah like you. Oops. So in Hakanami, sometimes you find havaminas in the Gemara that don't really add up to much. And the according to Rashi, that's the signoin of our sugya. Over Tosfos learned that this havamin is a legit havamin. Tosfos the bottom of Dav Gimel Amid Beis says we have a real havamin over here. So according to Tosfos, why did the Gemara not know Shemayach Nitenu? And let's compound the question, my friends. Because what's the makar according to Tosfos of the fact that Eved is potter? That Mishnah. So you know that Mishnah, that it's butter. And you don't know that the reason it's butter is Shemayach Nitenu, it's the end of the Mishnah. So if you say, okay, that Makshin is a Shvacha Makshin. That's Rashi. Tosfos says it's a real Makshin. If it's a real Makshin, so what happened? Why don't you know Shemayach Nitenu? Who asked this question? Tosis is going to ask this question. So first, let's see the Sefer Shor Mitzion Ba'alocha. He was a rav in Flatbush. His name was Reb Shlomo Zalman Brown. So he says, you see from Tosis, Tosis knows, there's no such thing as knowing half of a Mishnah. And he brings Shitas Tosis in many places. He's clearly a bucky. Shitas Tosis in many places. That Tosis holds, if you know a Mishnah, you know the whole Mishnah. However, Sefer Yad Malachi, he brings from the Rajba. And the Rajba in Shabbos said that Reb Zeira knew a Braisa, but only part of the Braisa. V'yesh kiyotzu b'zeh b'harbe m'koymes. So what he's apparently trying to say is maybe the Makshe over here knew the beginning of the Mishnah Yodayim, and the Mishnah Yodayim says Eved V'Ama are Pater. He doesn't know the end of the Mishnah Yodayim. What's the end of the Mishnah Yodayim? The reason they're Pater is because Shem Ekinetenu. The Makshe didn't know that. In a Chanami, he only knew half of the Mishnah. And that'll be Pshat. Lamaisa, I don't know. I didn't do the research. But I can hear this much better when it comes to a Braisa than when it comes to a Mishnah. Because no one's meshubit to know all Braises. Tanoim don't even have to know all Braises. The Braises, there isn't really a good collection of Braises. Mishnahs you have to know. Amoraim have to know all Mishnayis. You can't not know a Mishnah. A Braisa you don't have to know. So maybe I could hear that maybe he says, I only know half of the Braisa, not the other of the Braisa. But we're talking about a Mishnah in Yodayim. So how could he not know the Mishnah? What he's bringing from the Yad Malachi, that you see that Amoraim did not know Braisas. Okay, the Braisas aren't, that's not part of the text. You found the Braisa here, you found the Braisa there. You'll see the following, I'll tell you the following phenomenon. Can an Amoira say the same as a Mishnah? Is that good if Amoira says the same as a Mishnah?
No.
Can Amoira say the same as a Braisa?
Yes, sir.
Yes. What's the difference? Who wrote the Mishnahs? Who wrote the Braisas? The same. Why? Amoiras have to know Mishnahs. If you say the same as a Mishnah, then for all intents and purposes, you are... What? You're plagiarizing. Because you know that Mishnah. So what's he doing? But if he says the same thing as a Braisa... So then, Adarab, you see, an Amor was mechavin to a Tana. Beautiful. Amor chavin to a Tana. Why? Because who said he knows the Braisa? That's the pattern you find in the Gemara. The Gemara, if it says, Afano nami tanino, so, or Levi b'hokam impligi, it depends. If it's a Mishnah or if it's a Braisa, so then Kitzer, you can't see over here, he didn't know half of the Mishnah. So, he brings the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. Tais Rabbeinu Peretz says something else. Says Tais Rabbeinu Peretz, really, Avada, we knew the fact that it says Shem Yaknitenu. But we thought Shem Yaknitenu was not a real reason. We thought Shem Yaknitenu was just the Chacham's way of pushing off the Tzedakim. In other words, that's not really the reason why you're a Pater. Shem Yaknitenu is just something that we said. Why? It could be, well, remember, it says in the Mishnah clearly that it's having the context of the Tzedakim. Why would that be? So he says, the reason is because, Ein Meisrin Divrei Torah L'Nachri. You're not allowed to give Divrei Torah to a guy. Not only that, but it brings from the Zohar, even Ois Achas, you can't teach them. So, can you have a conversation, a Talmudic conversation with a Tzedaki? Oh, that's what that's. Rejected, hold on a second. Can you have a Talmudic conversation with a Tzedaki? No, can't do it. Now I don't know if that's so clear. Tzedaki is not a guy. I mean, it's a machlokes, geri rayis, geri emes. But assuming that they're geri emes, it's not a guy. It might be an apikoris. Adrav, you're not allowed to try to get an apikoris to be from. So, Stoikim are Mamish Yidin, right? Mamish Yidin, sorry. Kusiv, right. But why? Good, why? Why is he only pushing him off? He's saying because he's not allowed to speak Torah to him. Why are you not allowed to speak Torah to a Stoikim? He's a Yid. He's not a guy. So, you could say a different Teretz. You could say a different Teretz. But Moshe Shapiro said the following Yisoid on a Medrash. The Medrash is that there was a woman that asked one of the Tanaim, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? since he created the world? This is what he said in the context of my heard. What's Hashem doing since he created the world? They said he's being mezavek zivugim. That's what he means. I'm a chadash betuv b'chayim tamid. Hashem is still creating the world. I mean, what's he doing since he created the world? He created the world. He never stopped creating the world. What do you mean, what's he doing since then? Ramesha, a goy doesn't understand that. Because in a goyish cup, a goy doesn't have ashgacha pratis. So there's no ashgacha pratis. I can't explain what's machadash betuv b'chayim tamid. You created the world already. Elomai, he had to answer goyish. So he said, where are you going to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only Chiduchim? You can't see it in Mechadosh Baruch Hu Yom Tov. This is what Moshe Shapiro said. So what am I saying? Sometimes we answer the question based on the intellect of the person who asked it. In Achanami, we have a better teretz. You, Tzdaiki, are not going to be able to understand that teretz. You're not going to get it. Tzdaikis are, you know, the Tzdukim were... So maybe it's not Pshat, I can't tell you because I'm not allowed to. You can't tell because you're not going to get it anyway. So what I'm going to tell you that it's Kavanos Lahazik is a Sibat Leptur, I'm not telling you that. You're going to mess that up. You'll misconstrue. You're going to get it all. I'll tell you the easy thing. Shemiyak Nitenu, goodbye. But he's being Madcha Bekash, says the Rabbeinu Peretz. So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara says back. He says, in other words, when he asks the question, he says, what do you mean? It says over there that everyone here potter. Why are you potter? Because Kavanos Lahazik. Ait says Shemiyak Nitenu, that's not the real reason. So what's the answer back? Amar Rabashi, Atu Eved V'Amar Lav Taima. Rabo Yispohu Taima Rabo. It's not a Shvacha Taima. That's a good Taima. This is big time. This is real. That's what the Lav Taima Rabo Yispohu. As we're saying, we're coming to stress that Eved V'Amar, that's a real reason. It's a Taima Rabo. Shema Yakni Tenu Rabo V'Yela. We weren't just stomp saying that. That's a real reason. And it's not because of Kavanos Lahas. That would be shot according to Rabbeinu Peretz.
In the Havamin is recorded in the Mishnah so that you should know what to answer and
So he brings on the bottom over there, Dalat Mashatosh of Apikairis. I cut that part out of the Shonim Tzim, but maybe it's also Dalat Mashatosh. Go tell him, but that's not really the reason. Maybe. How Kulpanim. Perhaps you could say a different shot. And what does it mean, Lav Taima Rabba Ispahu? Perhaps you can say as follows. The Meiri tells us the whole reason of Shemiyak Niten was really only a din d'rabbanon. It's not a din d'oraisa. Mid d'oraisa, you're really going to be chayev. Mid d'rabbanon, they said you're pater. Why? Because we're afraid of Yak Niteno, but really, Eved Amis really should be chayev. So we find when there's something is weaker, we often try to build it up by saying that it's bigger. For example, Kiddush at night is a chiv d'oraisa. By day, this is in the Rabbanon. What is Kiddush by day called? Kiddusha Rabba. Why? Because we don't want people to be mezalzel, say it's not important. So we say Kiddusha Rabba. So here, maybe what he's saying is Taima Rabba, the Mir says only the Rabbanon. Taima Rabba, we're coming to say it's a big reason. The person shouldn't think that it's, you know, to be mezalzel in the Tam. Maybe. I'll call upon him, Rabbi Isai. I would like to say the following thing.
How would you pronounce
it? It's only the Rabbanon.
Yeah, but what are you
going to
do
this out there? Yeah, I hear. It won't be here, but we're just going to...
The guys in Birchai is going
to
be like, I'm not
higher. Might have to do with whether it's Dirais, whether it's Shoigig, Mezid. Good Kasha. I'd like to say the following thing. We have here a Machloikas, Rashi, and Tosfos. I would like to explain. Rashi learned that the Machayev is, really, it's the Evet's Chiv. But I am going to have to take care of his Chiv. And Tosfos learned, no, this is my chiyuv, the way we understood in Tosfos, mikoyach the fact that my mamon was mazik. We said it's a machlokes Chazanish and Rabbi Naftali. Chazanish says, Rabbi Naftali is in this kasha. Chazanish says, kivan sha'adon hua goyrim she'ein loy, therefore roi she'achroi. And then Rabbi Naftali says, no, you're chai because your mamon is being mazik. So I'd like to perhaps suggest, maybe this machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos l'shitasa. I'll explain to you how. Is a person chayiv for when an eved does damage? Think about that for a second. You chayiv when your shor does damage? Yes, why? Either because of mamon hamazik or pshin neshmira. Mamon hamazik, pshin neshmira. Are you chayiv when your eved does damage?
Should be. You should be.
Let's take a look. If it's Maman Amazik, sure. Is this your Maman?
Yes.
Was it mazik? You should be chayev. Well, why? Before, should you be chayev? Yeah, mamon mazik chayev. Should you be chayev for pshia in your shmira of your eved?
No. Why not?
Why not?
Yes.
You're supposed to do lock him up.
Yes. He has his own das. He was watching himself.
Let him out of the thing.
What? You let him out of the cage?
He
has his own das. It's his problem. He's his own person. He's his own chiyuv. Let the Evan watch himself. A behemoth, you can't say you let the behemoth watch itself. Your animal, watch your animal. You have to watch your animal. But an Evan, I have to watch my Evan? Why should I have to watch my Evan? He'll let him watch himself. He's a person with obligations, chiyuvim. He has all different types of, let him watch himself. What's up? I have to watch my Evan. Says Rashi, you don't. So why are we talking about me having to pay? What does Rashi say? I have to take his chiyuv. Not because that I'm chayiv be'etzim mitzad atzmi. I'm only chayiv because I'm achroi for the Evan's mom. He doesn't have mama, so therefore I have to pay. But in Achanami, mitzad the chiyuv of mazik umetum, the regular chiyuv of being chayiv for your animal damaging Rashi holds a butter. What? Because you did not have to do a shmir on it, right?
So why? How could the Mishnah save him off of a shmir on that?
On what? On Eved?
If we're saying Mav is Adam.
No, Mav is Adam is himself. It's Shoigeg. We have to get to Shoigeg, Mazid. Okay. Did we speak about that at all?
Yeah, we said that it's a Chiyuv Shmira on yourself. On your.
I said that once. Yeah, back in the day. That's Shoigeg. That's. Yeah, you have to watch yourself. Okay. If you look in the Torah, the Torah seems to be somewhat of a steer. We're going to try to start answering the Torah. Let's see.
Tosis holds its moment of mazik.
Tosis holds moment of mazik. Therefore, you can chayv like regular moment. Classic moment of mazik. My moment was mazik. I have to pay. It's my moment. It was mazik. I have to pay. My moment's mazik. He has das. Okay. So then if he can pay, he'll pay. If I can pay, I can pay. But my moment was mazik. But Shagin going to Rashi, the Pshad is Chiv and the Shmir, Mechatez have a Chiv Shmir. He should watch himself. He's Yeshla Das. Let him watch himself. It's very Gishmak. That's why Rashi has to come on to this new Chiv, which comes because I'm Achroi.
According to this, why should Eved ever be Chayv? He has his own Das, his own thing. It's not your mom.
Why should the Eved be Chayv?
Why should the Eved be Chayv?
The Eved or the Adon?
The Eved is Chayv. Why should the Eved be Chayv?
Because he's also his own person.
And even though he's your mom and mom, yeah. So let them both
get it. And Achalami.
It was both there.
Or one of the two would have to be, maybe they're both.
Work it out.
Ratzimi Zeg over Ratzimi Zeg. Yeah, something like that.
Really?
Yeah. Eved does have to pay in the end. Shneshtachara Eved, it's Chayv L'Shalem.
Oh, if he goes out.
Right. Okay. If you look in the tour we gave out yesterday, the tour starts off sounding like Tosis Mamon HaMazik, but then afterwards, he seems to be saying differently. The tour says, in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon, Kishem she'asul Adam she'yazik es chavero, im yazik chayiv l'shalem, kein tzorach lishmor memoino shelo yazik, im hizik chayiv l'shalem, lo yishna yesh buru achayim, lo yishna ein buru achayim, yesh buru achayim behem achayiv ha'oif, ein buru achayim gumbar ve'esh, aval eved, she'yishna ben das, ein rav achayiv on hazachav. It's like, he's putting it in the context of what he's chayiv for. I'm chayiv for my mamon, I'm chayiv for my shor, my chamor, I'm chayiv for my behem achayiv ha'oif, My bar and my ish, but my Eved I'm not chayiv for. It sounds like over there the Rambam's going mitzad that it's my mom and I should be chayiv for my mom. But then the Rambam later on brings that discussion of whether or not you're chayiv if the Eved steals and there's kefal, gamin abayim chayiv l'shalom bishviloi. The Bayim should have to pay for him. Pay for him. There it sounds like he's saying, because I'm achroi for whatever. He's chayiv kefal. I'm not chayiv kefal. I didn't steal. Kefal? I should be chayiv kefal because my mom stole my chatesi. It sounds like the Rambam is coming. It sounds like from the Torah that almost as if there's two dinim. There's going to be two dinim over here of this din of whether an adon is chayiv. Mitzad one din the Rambam is discussing, I'm chayiv because my behema, because my Eved is like my behema. I mean, it's not that din I should be chayiv because my behemoth was mazik. I mean, there's another din, which is I mean, it's not the fact that I should be achroi when my Eved does damage. And there's maybe both dinim exist. And there'll be nafkaminas. Mitzad the din of my eved, my eved being my behema, the Rambam says, Kishem she'asur ladam she'azik es chaveroi, the tour. This is a lot of the Rambam also. Sorry, it's the tour. Also, chayv tzorch lishmar memoyna shelo yazik. So is an adain going to be over on an avera if it's eved is mazik? So if it's mitzad mamon ha-mazik, it's going to be the avera of whatever the avera is of allowing your mamon to be mazik. And over there, the Rambam says that what's the eved going to do? Im yaktitenu raboy yelech v'yazik l'chayv es chaveru. Go be mazik. And then he's going to be chayv as mamon ha-mazik. But in the second half, the Torah says, ilchus geneva, says the tour, you have a havamino that he's going to be chayiv kefel. Says you're not chayiv because he's not chayiv l'shalom b'shvilo. Shim yakinitenu yelech v'yadlik gdi shoy shel chaveroi. Over here the tour says he's going to light a fire. Before he didn't say light the fire. In this case, Mamad Ram just says yelech v'yazik. Over here he says yelech v'yadlik gdi shoy shel chaveroi. V'nim tzo mechayiv rabbi moneh. The Rambam changes, the Rambam keeps changing what the Eved's going to do. And the first one, he says the Eved's going to do damage. The second one says the Eved's going to light a fire. Because when you're down in mitzad moment ha-mazik, if your behema starts a fire, are you chayiv? No. If your Eved starts a fire, what's the Torah going to learn? You're also not chayiv. So what's the concern? Not that he's going to start a fire. He'll just do his own damage. Mitzad moment ha-mazik. But now that we're getting to the other din hilchos genevas, where the eved is going to cause a chiyuv that you're going to have be chayiv b'shviloi, the adam's going to have to pay his chiyuv. Now we can already talk about fire. Yelech v'yadlik gedishu shel chaver, because the eved is going to be chayiv if he lights a fire, so the adam should also be chayiv. Nice. The question is, where do these two dinim come from? And that, Rabbi Yisai, might depend on what we're going to see in the Tosfos. Because our Gemara seems to have known the concept of Shem Yaknitenu Rabbi. The Gemara still asked its question, and the Gemara says an answer, Shem Yaknitenu Rabbi. So let's see what's going on over here. Again, the Gemara asks a question, says, Evam is Potter. Why? Must because of Kavanos Lazik. Says the Gemara, no, it's because of Shem Yaknitenu. According to Rashi, the Gemara did not know Shem Yaknitenu. Because we don't know that much. This Makshin is not necessarily the swiftest Makshin. He doesn't have it all together. I mean, his whole Svar is off. His Makar is off. Everything is off. But okay, that's the Makshin. We'll deal with it. That's according to Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, we knew that it says Shem Yaknitenu. We just thought Shem Yaknitenu was just something to say to get rid of him. Why do you want to get rid of him? Either because you're not allowed to teach him Torah, or because Stavazar, you don't want to have a, what's the saying? You can't have an argument with a man, unarmed man. Don't have a...
Just don't argue with an idiot because he'll drag you down to his
No, not that. No, I'm not willing, not prepared to have a argument with someone who's on a battle of something like that. Okay, I'll get it. Anyway... A kisser, well, because we don't want to tell him the real reason. We understand he's not going to understand. Tosfos goes a different direction. Let's see Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Vim Toimer. Tosfos over here. Eved v'amagufa neilef mekavachoyim d'shem leschayev kiven d'akati lo yoda time d'shem yaknitena rabba. We don't know the reason of Shem yaknitena. So, where are you coming from, the Eben Amas Pater? I guess you're assuming it's Pater just Misvara. But why is it Pater? You learn out from Shane that you're going to be Chayiv. V'oid Kasha, given the Yoda Reish the Masnisa, and Mesechus Yadayim, the Nokat Eben Vama, the Nokat Eben Isha, I'm Cain. Mishtama Yoda Seifa. Okay, so you're telling me that you know already the Mishnah. Mishnah says you're Pater. Okay, once you know the Mishnah, you know the end of the Mishnah. You know the beginning of the Mishnah or the end. V'oid Kasha, the Eben Vama, Kisha Inka Vaslazak Nami Ptiri. Again, my Maisi. Eben Amas Pater, even when it's not Kavanos Lahazik. So what do we bring from over there? It's because of Kavanos Lahazik. Even when they're not Kavanos Lahazik, you're Potter. So what do you bring from Eved Amin Bachal? What are you doing? V'yesh Leimah. Rabbi Yisai, this is from the hardest Tosfos to read. I'm not saying the lumdus is hard because I don't know what the lumdus is. It's just I can't read the Tosfos. V'yesh leimer. The Shapir have yoda hamakshe time of the Shemiyak Nitenu Rabban. Try to help me out here, folks. We knew the reason of Shemiyak Nitenu. Even the beginning, we knew the Mishnah, the whole Mishnah in Yodayim, top to bottom. We knew the reason of Shemiyak Nitenu Rabban. V'afilu hachi parach. Kivan de Evid v'amar pturim. V'afilu be'ein kavanos lahazik. We still ask the question because Evid v'amar pturim, even when it's ein kavanos lahazik. V'afagav de lo shayach time of the Shemiyak Nitenu Rabban. When he does it, ain't kavanos lahazik. Over there, it's because of Shemiyak Nitenu. It's ain't kavanos lahazik. Of course not. So why is he putter? Again, afilu hachi parach kiven de eved v'am apturin afilu be ain't kavanos lahazik afal gabdol l'shayach time of Shemiyak Nitenu Rabbi. The oinus who I don't know where to put those words in exactly. De pa'amim de niskavnu v'yomer loy niskavnu. Lakach ptiri, b'chol inyan. Nimtza shakavanasam lahazik goyrem aptur. Achinami karen kavanas lahazik yesh lana poitra. I don't get this Tosfos. I just don't know what he's saying. What's the pshat of Tosfos? Tosfos is saying, listen, we know the reason of Shemiyak Nitenu, but Shemiyak Nitenu is not going to be enough. Why not? Because you're going to be putter even when it's not niskaven. Why are you putter when it's not niskaven? Because what? We always say it's an accident. They're mechayev. So obviously, kavanas lahazik is the ptur. What? Because of Shemiyak Nitenu. So it's all Shemiyak Nitenu. I understand. Why is this fellow going to over here say that it was an accident if it really wasn't an accident? So the adam should be chayev. So he wants the adam to be chayev. So it's all Shemiyak Nitenu. So what was the question?
The question was that we have a case that even though we know Shemiyak
Yak Nitenu, yeah.
Still, there's a case where it's not Kavanos Lahazik, and because of Kavanos Lahazik, you're Pater.
So it's really Kavanos Lahazik, even though he's saying it's not Kavanos Lahazik. So why are you Pater?
You're Pater from Kavanos Lahazik.
Because of Kavanos Lahazik?
So
what are you having Shemiyak Nitenu for? What's Tosfos saying? So I'll tell you the way that the Pnei Yeshua learns the Tosfos. It's a little bit complicated. He learns the Tosfos as follows. Shemiyak Nitenu, my friends, is a Sfar D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan? What would you say? Well, we saw that the Miri says Svar D'Rabbanan. Okay. Shemiyak Nitenu is only a Svar D'Rabbanan. Now, in a case when he does it on purpose, why would you assume that the Eved is doing this? Why is he causing damage on purpose? He's mad at who? He's mad at his boss. So you have a pretty clear Shemiyak Nitenu over there. Okay, that makes sense. What happens if he says he's doing it by accident? Is it possible he actually did it by accident?
It's possible
he did it by accident. It looks like an accident. He was yawning and accidentally broke the guy's window and knocked over his vase. It's like,
it happens to work out for him, yeah.
What?
No, it happens to work out from that he was mad as master also.
No,
we don't. Yeah, but it could be
how
an accident. Machayev who? We're not machayev Evid.
So how do we know we get
it? He was standing there. We have Aiden. He went like this.
Yeah,
he went like this, just like Suli did. He just went like this. Boom! Knocked over a vase. The vase gets smashing to the ground. His vase is worth $20,000. Oops. Sorry. What are we going to do about that now? So, says the Pnei Yeshua, listen. If Shemiyak Nitenu is a Svara D'Oraisa Raisa, then I could hear that maybe Mishum Safek Shemiyak Nitenu you make him putter. But Shemiyak Nitenu is only Svara D'Rabbanan. So, on a Safek Mezid, you're going to make him putter? Can't do that.
Thank you.
Elamai says Toisvis, says the Pnei Yeshua, it must be that really when he's really miskaven, why are you potter? For a D'oraisa Dika reason. What's the D'oraisa Dika reason you're potter when you're miskaven to be mazik? Because Kavanasa Lahazik is potter. Because Kavanasa Lahazik is potter. That's really the reason. And now that we have a suffix that it's a D'oraisa, we're going to make you potter. Why is it a suffix D'oraisa? If he wanted to do it on purpose, why didn't he just do it on purpose? Because of Shemiyak Nitenu. So Shemiyak Nitenu is only going on the case when he's faking it. The case when we know it's Mazid, then it's potter al-Sadim because Kavanas al-Hazik potters. But the case when he's showing us he's amazed. When he's faking he's amazed, now we're going to have to come on to Shemiyak Nitenu. And that's what Tosis means. Should I do that again? Here it goes. Let's say Kavanas al-Hazik is not a reason to potter. You're potter because we're Shemiyak Nitenu. Shemiyak Nitenu is only Svar D'Rabbanan. So now, when we know that he's doing it on purpose, and he tells the master, well, here, you're going to get angry at me, look what I'm going to do with you. Then we know for sure what he's doing. So then Shemiyak Nitenu is a very good Svar to Pater. Fine, we'll Pater the master because Shemiyak Nitenu. But what happens if it looks like it's a Shaygig? It looks like a Shaygig. Heichashish umdun adolo kivein lahazik. It looks like, if you ask all the Edom, and say, no, he wasn't Machavan lahazik. It's very possible that the master is chayiv. Is it possible the master is chayiv over here? The guy that ever goes like this, whoops, knocks it over by accident. What would you say? What does it look like to you? Was it on purpose or by accident? If it was an accident, then the adon should be really chayiv, right? If it's on purpose, then what? We understand why he's putter. Now again, you're saying al shemiyak nitenu. But that's only a suffix. A suffix on a dirabanan. You can't do that. You can't do that.
What's the suffix what? Suffolk if the guy did a
b'shaygig. Right, right.
Every shaygig.
So that's not, so Shemiyak Nitenu can't stretch that far. Elamai, what are you going to have to say? When he's mezid mamish, why is he putter? Because Kavanas Lahazik makes you putter. And is that a svar d'oraisa d'rabbanan? Gemara at this stage is assuming it's a svar d'oraisa. Kavanas Lahazik will make you putter. So if it was a real Kavanas Lahazik, you'd be Pater Min Adin. Now that it looks like it's a Shema, Shaygeg, we have a Safek if he's Pater Min Hadin or not. The Araisa. Shema Yaknitenu will allow us to say that he should be Pater. Why? Because maybe he's really doing it on purpose. Doesn't look like it, but maybe he really is. What? Shemiyak Nitenu is the gzera that's going to make him potter. There you can apply the Shemiyak Nitenu. Because it's... What'd you say? It should be anyway potter because of Amotzi Mechavel of Araya, really. But it's an umdina. So it's the umdina, maybe you'd be Mechai of him. But the Shemiyak Nitenu is going to make that he's potter. I don't know if it's gzera, it'll be gzera d'Rabbanan, it'll be... maybe it would be erase on the umdina. I don't know how to work all those... Evan knows what's going on, but we don't trust him.
He knows what's going on?
Yeah, he did it on purpose. It's either a fake or it's not a fake.
If he did it on purpose, he's for sure Pater.
Who's for sure Pater?
Everyone's Pater.
Talking about the Adon being Pater.
Right.
The Adon's for sure Pater, he does it on purpose.
Evan knows that if he would have done it on purpose...
If he would show everyone that it's on purpose...
Then it'll be Pater.
So he has to fake that it's by accident, so that the Adon should be Chayiv. So he's putting on a show, and he's saying he did it by accident, because he wants his Adon to be Chayiv. The Gemara in the Havamina knew Shemiyak Nitenu, but the Gemara in the Havamina thought Shemiyak Nitenu only is going to work to go from is to speak about a mazid itself, but on a shaykh it won't work. If that's the case, then it must be that there's a different reason why you're a putter. And it's a whole construction in Taisus, which Taisus doesn't seem to say that really.
What if you definitely know that there's a shaygig?
How could you know that?
Let's say there's no way.
Then a chanami.
Then what?
You'll be chayiv.
Yeah.
It seems like. Yeah.
Sure. So
it's
not.
It's a shaygig. It's not kavanas lahazik if it's a shagi.
And the
adam
will be.
Everybody say, I want to make a suggestion over here. The pshat, it's not. I'm not finished. I think this might have to do with also with this machlokes with the two pshatim in the tour. The Gemara is coming to be meisif. It's coming to be meisif. But I want to ask you the following question. The Gemara says, "Shema yachnitenu rabbi." How is the Eved getting back at the Adam? How is he? He's upset at the Adam, so he wants to show him who's boss, Kilo. How is he showing him his boss? The Eved wants to show the Adam. He wants to get back at the Adam. He wants to show him his boss. That might be part of the Shaila. What's the Eved doing? Okay, let's try to get into this Eved's head right now. He's upset. The Adon is making him work too hard, or the Adon is not treating him with the right amount of dignity. So he wants to, he's lashing out at the Adon. What's he doing?
Damaging him.
He's causing him damage. And it's like revenge, sweet revenge.
Causing indirect damage to someone else's field that's going to be the
higher. What?
Causing damage to someone else's.
Right, causing damage to someone else's, which is indirect fiber. I'd like to suggest something else. He wants to show the Adon who's boss. Don't mess with me. Because you mess with me, I mess with you. Don't mess with me. So you got to treat me with respect. Because if not, I could make your life miserable. You make me miserable, I'll make you miserable. And I'm trying to show him who's boss.
No.
Why the other guy? Why?
Because you owned him. Now you owned him. You just made him
chayav. Well, why is it any better that way? According to what?
You just obligated
him. What does the third guy have to do with it?
According to you also, what does the third guy have to do with it?
Just damage.
I'm asking you a question according to you. However you understand it, just damage the owner's field.
That's insane.
So that's according to any understanding you have that question. Let's do with what I said, right? It's not me, I have a kasha. If I want to get at you, show you his boss, make you pay, whatever it is, I'll just damage your field.
Yeah.
How many times can you burn down your owner's field?
Yeah. So I'm trying to suggest this as follows. Does Shemayak Niteno work if I pretend it's a shoygeg? Will Shemayak Niteno do what it wants to do if I pretend it's a shoygeg?
If you know that it was pretending?
The Eved?
If the Eved knows, but the Adon doesn't know, no one else knows.
Yeah, it'll work.
No, not according to Svar.
It depends. If the Vard is, I want to get revenge, then it works, because Lamais, the guy's got to shell out big money. But if the Vard is, I want to show him who's boss, stop messing with me. If you're making my life miserable, I'll make your life miserable, it's not going to work. Shemayak Niteno doesn't apply when it's shoygig, or even if it's mara shoygig. There's no Shemayak Niteno.
Why can't the owner know that the Eved was faking it, and the Eved knows that the owner knows?
How's the Eved going to know?
Because he tells him because he was winking at him the whole time.
Yeah, what's his maida? He's not going to be able to be maida. Your maida is going to be chayav.
Maybe maybe that's why he didn't burn down his master's field. He specifically did it in a way that you wouldn't know it's him. He doesn't want the master to treat him even worse because, but he just wants to get money.
If you're saying if he does it bemazed, so then he's saying, oh, I wasn't angry at you, I was angry at him. That's it. I was trying to figure out if he did it bemazed, you know, anyway he did it. But then he'll say, yeah, I wasn't angry at you, I was angry at him.
Well, he said if he bemazed that the other potter anyway. So obviously, yes. Then you can't even have the svara.
But if he wouldn't be potter, then you would do that. In other words, why we're trying to stop this from happening. What Tulia is saying is to light my own master's field on fire, I'm not interested in messing with my master. I mean, my light's field on fire, he's gonna kill me. So instead, I light someone else's field on fire, I tell him, oh, I was angry at him, I'm not angry at you. They say, oh, you have to pay? I didn't know. Oops. I didn't know you had to pay. And it's all weiter part of this scheme. Because if I really wanted to get at you, I'd just light your field. So why do I have to light someone else's field? Could be. What I was thinking was that maybe it depends on how you understand Shem Yachnitenu. If you understand Shem Yachnitenu is that you're going to, you're coming to try to intimidate him back, fight fire with fire, or you're just trying to get some revenge. Some revenge is he has to pay. The fact that he's shelling out money makes you feel good.
What is Yachnitenu?
Yachnitenu means that his rabbi is, I don't know. What does Yachnitenu mean?
He's agitated.
Angry.
Kintu.
Kanter?
The
Kanter. Okay. Yeah, okay, Rabbi Isai. So that's basically the different shittas that there are over here in the sugya of how understanding was Havamina. The Gemara ends up falling off this whole thing. The Gemara says, Ela Parachachi. Okay, now that's normal. Karen is coming us to the Hazik. It's not like Shane. Shane's not coming us to the Hazik. Therefore, you can't. Why didn't the Gemara think of that in the beginning? Yeah, it's like this just strange Havamina. According to Rashi, it makes sense. Yeah, according to Rashi, it's like just. What do I have to need? Bring regal. Why does regal have to come in and some sort of like, fugitive? You have to like squeeze it in. Why don't you say regal behedja? Say it publicly. Originally we said tanashol karno. We explained a few reasons why Karen maybe is shar. One reason was because the only time it says in the Pasuk the word Shar is by Karen. Another reason was because the only thing that's miyuchad about Shar is it's Karen. Another reason was in the order. In the order that's written in the Pasuk, right? But well, so then why does it now say Shar le Raglai? Why does Shar Regal? It doesn't say the word Shar by Regal. It's not first in the Pasuk. And it's not something miyuchad for Shar. It's the most common damage?
Most common shar damage.
Really?
I would think so.
That's not what Zekomatsu means.
Maybe Shane is just as much.
It's the default mazik of shar.
I'm not sure if that's... If that, maybe it's the default mazik of shar. I don't know if that's true either.
Karen is a svara. Karen is Shane also, mazik, which is an extra svara.
Right.
Shane is Hanala Zeko, which is an extra svara. Regal, it's regal.
So we have to see if that's true. If there's something that doesn't fall into any category, default mazik is going to be regal. Could be.
No, not the default way we categorize it. Karen is made up of Karen, Shane, and regal. Karen is, this is Kaman Raj.
You're saying,
is a svar, Shane is a svar.
No, it's Karen is when the animal is doing something. It's having a thought process. Shane is also having a thought process. And regal is the animal just being the animal. This is just the shore being the shore. It's not doing anything in particular.
And that was
what
was happening over here when it was only handling Karen and Shane, and we forgot about Regal because you don't care. Over there, we're handling the specific denim of Shar, which would be Karen and Shane. They don't mention Regal because Regal is
default mazik of sharp over here.
Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't seem to like that, because the Gemara says, why doesn't the Gemara later on asks, why doesn't it say regal? So you can't give me such a good habamino, you know, because the Gemara is going to say, why doesn't it say regal? And the Gemara doesn't have an answer. So the habamino can't be so good. You have to be careful. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so now the Gemara gets into what the svaras are. Over here, we'll continue with this, Beis Hashem, hopefully either tomorrow or Sunday. I don't know if Elam is holding by that. It's not too long.
Those who are moichik Tosfos, who moichik that line of like, oh, sometimes it'll be miskav. They're so bothered to take it out. It's like, I don't like that. You can't do that.
Underneath the right. Underneath the right. No.